And so the three of us got together and we had a simple idea. What if you can book someone's home the way you could book a hotel anywhere in the world? And that's how it started.
And cut to today, where you have, as Terry said, I think it's more than 160 million guest arrivals, yeah, as you call it.
Yeah.
2 million people stayed in Airbnb on New Year's Eve alone that night.
Yeah.
And you're worth $30 billion, or maybe it's 31 as of last week, I read.
That was an interview with the CEO of Airbnb, Brian Chesky. Chesky is the brains behind the famous home share platform Airbnb, created back in 2008. Airbnb is an online marketplace that offers low-cost accommodations in unique places in 191 countries around the world. It's known for its customer base of travelers and anyone looking to experience local cultures. But is this affordable travel system too good to be true? The rapid expansion of Airbnb has raised questions about the negative impacts the business has had on its hosts and communities. My name is Alexis DeFaro, and you are listening to Too Good to Be True, the show where we debunk popular businesses and explore what's going on behind the scenes.
Before, houses, apartments, and spare bedrooms are seen as a viable alternative to hotel rooms. Tourists get to live like a local. Locals get to turn their extra space into extra income. In the process, Airbnb has grown into the second most valuable startup in America, trailing only Uber. It's an amazing success story. But are its unintended consequences ruining cities?
Airbnb is transforming the travel accommodation industry. Instead of booking through a usual hotel, you can now seek out accommodations that allow you to immerse yourself in local culture. Not only is Airbnb affordable to travelers, but it gives people a way to make extra income by renting out unused space, making it a mutually beneficial business. At least, it should be. Airbnb is a part of what's known as the sharing economy. This refers to a group of companies that use the internet to interact with customers to rent or sell services. Some other popular sharing companies you may know are Uber and Poshmark. The sharing economy is meant to provide people with the opportunity to be their own boss. However, Airbnb has been criticized for actively campaigning against any regulations being placed on its business. In cities like Nashville and New Orleans, Airbnb is fighting against local governments and is refusing to pay occupancy taxes.
Airbnb changed the hotel business and the real estate business in two ways. Way number one, Airbnb is both a hotel business and a real estate empire. The competition has to be one or the other because of regulations. Way number two, by claiming to be a magical sharesy unicorn, instead of a hotel or a landlord, Airbnb ducks the hotel and housing taxes, safety requirements, and accountability.
Many people aren't aware that Airbnb exercises control over the terms and conditions that hosts must abide by. Despite low startup costs and the absence of paperwork, hosts lack other traditional protections from Airbnb, such as health insurance, paid vacations, pensions, maximum working hours, stable income, and job security. Airbnb has managed to grow an entire marketplace without taxes, hourly ceilings, anti-discrimination laws, unions, or health and safety regulations. Airbnb argues that it should be exempt from existing regulations because their services are being ordered over the internet. The company especially doesn't want to be subject to local housing ordinances and taxes, so they encourage its hosts to lobby on their behalf against such regulations. So not only are hosts stripped of any protections, but are also forced to promote Airbnb's corporate agenda.
Gelber, a former prosecutor and Florida state lawmaker, says Airbnb and other home sharing platforms must abide by the law.
Have you spoken to Airbnb or any of the other companies that operate here?
I've spoken to some of the representatives before I was elected. I'd like to send them a message. I'd like them to be corporately responsible. I'd like them to do the right thing.
Why do you think they haven't done that?
Look, these are not charities. These home sharing platforms, they want to make money.
Not only has Airbnb fought against regulations, but the company has also contributed to the commodification of culture. Scholars Michael O'Regan and Jaehyun Cho argue that people are no longer buying products they want to own, but instead are seeking out immersive life experiences that you can purchase. For example, Airbnb offers an ancient Mexico cooking class in Ciudad de Mexico, or a music history and culture tour with a DJ in Havana, Cuba. When travelers from rich global north countries want to experience the culture of the global south, Airbnb makes a profit. In today's world, we face the constant pressure to continually achieve economic success by profiting off of ourselves and our resources. Ruth Whitman is a scholar that has studied the effects of neoliberalism on the sharing economy. She concludes that companies such as Airbnb amplify the necessity to, quote, be your own boss and extract value from your assets. But is working for a company like Airbnb worth the self-exploitation? In an Overland blog post, Laura Winnie explains what it has been like for her to list a property on Airbnb.
Renting our home on Airbnb, we have opened our house to be judged by others. I constantly worry if it will be clean enough or comfortable enough to the guest's liking. And when they leave a rating for our space, our home, we're also inviting them to rate our behavior, our neighborhood, and their comfort in our presence. We are supposed to view this radical transparency as an opportunity. But in order to thrive in this business, we must constantly turn a critical gaze on ourselves. We must try to see the flaws that others will be quick to note in a review. This can be extremely dehumanizing and makes every interaction a transaction. But this is the way people make money now, and it's the only opportunity I have found for myself and my family.
While it's true that Airbnb offers an innovative accommodation system for travelers, we cannot ignore the impact that it is having on our hosts and communities around the world. This company profits off of other cultures and has contributed to the commodification of such. Airbnb exploits the fact that travelers from the global north want to experience life in the global south and has created a business structure that allows them to profit off of this. As a result, Airbnb is completely disrupting the valuable living space for local residents. When Airbnb moves into a new city, it becomes so expensive to rent an apartment as a normal citizen because the available properties are reserved for high-paying tourists. Cities such as Barcelona and Amsterdam have even begun to pass legislation limiting Airbnb's scope in communities as the housing market for local citizens is dwindling at the benefit of tourists. It seems easy to just rent a room you don't use and be your own boss, but Airbnb forces one to subject their self-worth to the ratings of others, to live without benefits, and to contribute to the disruption of local housing markets. Airbnb thrives off of self-exploitation and the commodification of culture. So what do you think? Is Airbnb too good to be true? This was Alexis DeFaro with Too Good to Be True. Thank you for listening.
Check out the following works that were used to create this podcast. Michael O'Regan and Jaehyun Cho's Airbnb and Cultural Capitalism, Enclosure and Control Within the Sharing Economy. Ruth Whitman's opinion piece, Everything is for Sale, Even Us, The New York Times. And the Democracy Works podcast, Neoliberalism, featuring Wendy Brown.